is Dairy Month, 30 days during which the entire nation pauses to pay tribute to our friend for life, the cow, and the industry of which she is queen. And joining us now in this transcribed salute to the dairy industry are some of America's favorite stars of radio, stage, and screen, Fibber McGee and Molly, Bob Hope, and the Paige Cavanaugh Trio. Now, opening the show with a song appropriate to that hour of the day when the cows come in from pasture for milking time, here is the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, singing their own version of the cool, cool, cool of the evening.
Happy as a squirrel at the fair, in the cool of the evening, in the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell them I'll be there, in the cool, cool, cool of the evening, better save a chair, when the party's getting a glow on, and sing and fills the air, in the shank of the night, when the doings are right, you can tell them I'll be there.
Chick wants some buttermilk. Finding dog as I do.
Babe wants a really good steak and a layer cake.
He'll get a tummy ache too. We're at a tent or tapey. Let the dog cry or cry. What if it's RSVP? This is what I'll reply.
In the dark, cool of the evening.
Evening.
When the doings are right,
you can tell them I'll be there.
Thank you, Paige Cavanaugh Trio. This is Harlow Wilcox. We now take you to America's most famous address, the home of Fibber McGee and Molly.
And you know what Wilcox just told me, Molly? You know what this is? This is National June Dairy Month. Boy, oh boy, think of it. National June Dairy Month.
I'm so happy for you, dearie. What do we do about it? Go kiss a cow?
Oh, now, don't be facetious, Tootsie. This is important stuff. My gosh, did you ever stop to think what the common cow means to the common people? Comma? What would this country be without cows? Just a bunch of empty barnyards full of farmers with milk pails and confused looks.
Well, you have a thought there, all right. And you know who'd be wearing two of the confused looks? Us, dearie.
Yeah. I almost went into the dairy business myself at one time, you know.
No, I didn't know that.
I never told you about the time I was offered the job at Barry's Dairy back in East Prairie, Missouri.
You never did.
Oh. Well, it was very interesting. You see, Jerry Berry had a dairy across the river from East Prairie, and the only way Jerry could reach his dairy was by way of Sperry's Ferry.
I see.
Well, sure, when I seen I'd have to ride the ferry with Sperry's daughter Mary from East Prairie to Jerry's Berry Dairy, I'd give up the whole thing and went into Waterville.
You should have taken the job and kept a diary on the dairy, dearie.
Well, I'd have been a good man for the job, all right. I spent a lot of time around cows as a kid, you know, on my Uncle Sycamore's ranch out west. I ever tell you about...
Oh, yes. Was that the half-acre ranch your uncle had where everything was done junior size?
No, no, this was Uncle
Sycamore. The one where they had midget cowboys wearing 10-ounce hats and riding Shetland ponies?
No, no, this was...
Because you told me about your uncle riding around with a pair of three-shooters in his belt and rounding up the half-steen cattle.
Now, please, but wait a minute. Please, Molly, I'll tell it. This was different. This was Uncle Sycamore's big ranch. Raised nothing but dairy cattle, and he had the biggest spread in the whole West.
Probably from sitting in the saddle so much.
Well, sir, Uncle Sick had his barns in Montana and his pasture run clean across the state line into Colorado.
Colorado?
Yep. Used to drive the cattle from the barn to pasture every morning and bring them home at night. Finally, though...
Wait a minute now. Hmm? If the barn was in Montana and the pasture in Colorado, how did he get across Wyoming?
Huh? You mean he had to cross Wyoming to get to the pasture? Well, no wonder them cattle wouldn't get fat. They run it all off, walking back and forth.
Hold it, cowboy. Come in. Oh, it's Mr. Wimple.
Oh, hi, Wimp.
Hello, folks. Happy National June Dairy Month to you both.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wimple.
Yeah, the same to you, Wimp.
I was saying to Sweetie Face this morning.
Who, Wallace?
Sweetie Face, my big old wife.
Oh, yeah.
Sweetie Face, I said, I think we ought to do something to commemorate National June Dairy Month. So she did. She hit me with a can of evaporated milk and a pound of butter and a quart of ice cream.
She sounds pretty impulsive, Mr. Wimple.
Yes, but what I stopped by for, Mrs. McGee, was to see if you'd care to hear a new poem I've just completed.
Oh, sure. What's it about, Wimp?
Well, it's about two fellows who bought a cow, Mr. McGee.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of a narrative poem. It tells a story.
Well, let's hear it, Mr. Wimple.
All righty. I call it Big Deal.
Big Deal. Okay, shuffle and start.
I had a friend named Teddy Howe. With his brother Tom, he bought a cow. Each brother owned one half this creature, and milking her was a daily feature. But Ted discovered he'd been rooked. His brother had him really hooked. The half of the cow that was owned by Ted was the front, the half that had to be fed, while the other half, where the milk came from, wound up in the hands of his brother Tom. So Ted fed hay to his end of the cow while the milk poured out for old Tom Howe. But Ted won out in the final round with a very brilliant gag. He sold his half for hamburger and left Tom holding the bag.
Thank you, Fibber and Molly, for playing host in this tribute to the men and women to whom every month is Dairy Month, and who work night and day to provide you with one quarter of your daily diet, the producers, processors, and distributors of the drink of good health and the foods of good health, milk and all its products. And here again with another salute to the dairy industry is the Page Cavanaugh Trio with their smart styling of a new hit tune, A Place in My Heart for You. There's a place in the heart of every American for his favorite dairy food. And speaking of favorites, we take you to Camp Cook, California, to join Fibber and Molly's guest, another all-American favorite, Bob Hope.
Thanks very much, Fibber. I'm honored that you asked me to join with you and Molly in this salute to the dairy industry. June, as you know, is Dairy Month, the month of greatest milk production. And it is in June that we pause throughout this great nation of ours long enough for a gesture of respect and appreciation toward the cow, the foster mother of mankind. and to the great industry of which the cow is the foundation. You know, I used to own a cow. When I bought her from a neighbor, I asked how much milk she gave. The farmer told me he didn't rightly know, but said she's a kind cow and will give all she's got. My cow was very cooperative. I taught her to help with the milking. She jumped up and down, and all I had to do was hang on. Every state observes Dairy Month during June, and there are all sorts of special events in commemoration. My old road pal, Bing Crosby, was on his way to one of those events the other day in Nevada. You know, Bing's got a lot of cows over there in his ranch at Elko. The dairy experts call Bing's critters belted cattle. But actually, that stripe around Bing's cow is a money belt. Talking about money belts reminds me that I should send him some flowers. He's in the hospital, you know. Fell off his own money belt the other day and broke his leg.
He did that.
You know, I've just finished a picture called Son of Paleface with Roy Rogers. Boy, is he a heavy milk drinker. Always has been. And Trigger, there's a real smart critter. He understands everything you ask him and even answers back. I asked him while we were working on Son of Pale Faith if there's anything better for boys and girls than milk and ice cream. Guess what Trigger said?
Nay.
I play all parts. Get oats and hospital expenses. Oh, yes, Jane Russell starred in the picture with me. And if she isn't a dish of ice cream... But seriously, folks, the dairy farm and the dairy industry are local to every community. The dairy dollars are local dollars that go at once into every channel of local trade. But for you and me, there's still a closer attraction with the dairy cow and the dairy industry. It is the attraction of health and human welfare. Here, I'll show you what I mean in a different sort of way. How about a little introduction, boys? I drink some milk. If you drink milk, you'll always be good in sports. Drink some moo and you'll be healthy. You won't hear anyone calling you shorts if you drink milk by the gallons and quarts. I tell you now, there ain't no cow who was ever out of sorts. Good for teeth and everything beneath. You'll be the one who always cavorts if you drink milk by the gallons and quarts. With milk on the table, you'll sure be feeling great. You will be so healthy, wealthy too, with milk beside your plate. Good for you to drink some moo for your early morning snorts. Buy a batch and pour it down the hatch. You'll be tops in the doctor's reports if you drink milk by the gallons and quarts. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, Fibber and Molly.
Thank you, Bob Hope, Fibber McGee and Molly, and the Page Cavanaugh Trio for joining with us in this transcribed tribute to the dairy industry. The Fibber McGee and Molly segment of the show was written by Phil Leslie, directed by Max Hutto, and produced by John Butler. The entire production was under the supervision of W.B. Woodburn, manager of the California Dairy Industry Advisory Board.